BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And this is Scott. Hello, how are you doing? You alright? I don't feel quite ready to go on today.
Why is that?
I don't know. Like, if I could have had another 10 minutes, I would have been fine.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
I'm on, though. This is going out, right?
Have you had a busy day?
Oh, it's just, yeah, there's a lot going on, but it's all good. How are you?
Are you happy to do the radio show now? Should
well,
we continue?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's getting in the way today a little bit.
Okay, good. Do you ever think you'd say that?
No, I didn't mean that. I will never tire
Take
of being on Radio 1, ever.
It's the best bit of the day.
It is. It's the best show in the world. Hi. We're on till 4 o'clock. Quite glad that today's not our day of the microphones being on in
the
studio. Oh, you think they're still on while the records are playing?
I'm concerned because, like, what happened yesterday is, and obviously today with Fern Show, but when the songs are playing, you could hear, if you were on the Radio 1 website, you could hear what was going on, see what was going on. But in the studio, it didn't really look any different. Like, the normal mic lights wouldn't work. It was just like they could press a button somewhere else and our mics would just be on.
Yeah.
And that concerns me.
Can we...
Someone's got that power.
Can we double check that what we're saying during the songs isn't going out on the Radio 1 website during the next track?
In the next song, I'm going to say something massively outrageous about a member of staff here.
Sure.
Just to test and see if this...
Okay. All right, cool.
Let's do it. That's actually probably not a good idea.
Well, if they're still on, then you'll be off.
We'll test. I need to ask you, how are things with you and... Charlie Sloth.
Fine, why?
Well, after I heard you on yesterday's Ask the Nation on Greg's show.
Yes.
It appeared you were talking about him.
No, it wasn't.
Confirm or deny?
I wasn't. Confirm or deny. Deny. I was not talking about him. I was talking about somebody here at work.
A DJ.
No, I didn't say a DJ, though, did I? Didn't say a DJ. Who just retweets people saying how fabulous they are all the time. And I didn't want to have the confrontation of unfollowing them because that's awkward at work. And, you know, I always will run a mile from confrontation.
And is he someone you know?
It's I can't say whether it's a boy or a girl.
I was trying to get you there.
Nah. Load of people are going, how is Charlie Sloth taking to you unfollowing him on Twitter? Haven't unfollowed Charlie Sloth, have I? Greg actually stood over because the Nation said that I had to unfollow them. So Greg stood over my phone and watched me unfollow this person.
And you did that?
And I did do it, yeah.
And it's someone who constantly retweets praise about themselves?
Yeah, generally.
At a certain time of the day?
No, not a certain time of the day. They do it all the time and it's just clogging up my timeline. Well, it used to clog up my timeline until Liam Payne tweeted me and now it's just Liam Payne fans. Like hundreds.
You were having a little bit of a moan earlier.
No, I'm not moaning. It's brilliant. I mean... But it's all about him and Sophia, his girlfriend. And can I read you some?
Go on.
Because they're kind of
so,
all...
So basically, Liam from One Direction tweeted you.
Yes.
Because of that, you now have millions of One Direction fans.
Including me and him.
Yeah.
Okay? So he said, please give a shout out to my girlfriend yesterday and they're listening on holiday. So he tweeted me that during the show yesterday.
Yeah.
Really nice. He might be listening today
Fernando's.
Fernando's, where he is. Well, that's what we think from the picture. It looks beautiful. Looks exactly like Fernando's off Take Me Out. So he obviously tweeted yesterday. I'll read you some. OMG, I can't even. OMG, literally crying. OMG, Sophia is so beautiful. You are so cute.
And they're
kind of a similar theme.
But the problem is here, even though you are including the tweet, all of these are messages to Liam, I think.
Yes, they are.
Not
every single...
Or are you reading these as ones to you?
No, they're not to me.
Right.
They're clearly to Liam.
But OMG, I cannot believe...
OMG, literally, I can't...
Scott, follow me.
OMG, I can't even. Can't even what? What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I can't even. OMG, I'm properly crying. OMG, I can't breathe. Now, it's good, and fair play. It's all One Direction fans. I'm feeling the love. I love One Direction fans. Love One Direction. But seriously, I've had about 3,000 now.
Well, here's the idea, then. Why don't you block him?
I'm not blocking him.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what we forgot?
What?
OMG, I can't even. It's Bumble Wednesday.
Yeah!
Woohoo!
Yes! Bumble
Go crazy!
OMG, I can't even.
Yes.
Do you you know what? I look forward to Bambaleo Wednesday so much now.
Is that video still up of you going mental to it in the Radio 1 office?
Yeah. You can find it on YouTube. Just type in Bambaleo Wednesday.
Sure.
I think we'll put it up on the Radio 1 Twitter.
Let's do it.
You just missed a classic Bambaleo Wednesday moment here in the studio.
Someone went crazy and it went wrong.
Our producer here, to try and get the attention of the assistant producer, to put a link up on Twitter, threw a pen at him.
Oh, wow, how old school. Apparently all the presenters used to do that to the Radio 1 DJs used to do that to the producers back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Just throw a pen like that.
Don't throw a pen at me, man.
I might bring it back.
I'm sure that's illegal.
That bullying in the workplace.
Okay, calm down, lads.
Easy, lads.
Bambaleo Wednesday.
A lot of people are setting this as their ringtone now, which I quite like.
Also, respect to someone,
the marimba.
Someone tweeted me a link to a video of them really going for it on a Bambaleo Wednesday.
Okay. So a lot of people saying they're going crazy. Sam from Essex, who's just been poked on Facebook as well.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, Jake Bugg's coming up. Also a bit of Vance Joy and Azealia Banks. Bet you can't guess which one, though, by Azealia Banks. She's lol on Twitter, isn't she?
Is she still?
She's still.
I thought that was just a thing.
She's still turning it out, yeah, a lot.
I thought it was just a phase that she was going through.
No. Like, maybe just make some new songs. Stop tweeting.
Who are you loving on Twitter at the moment?
I'm also loving... Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Dominique Young Unique.
Why?
Off of that song Dance With Me.
That's so random.
It's my favourite at the moment. Because she's just also slagging everyone off. She's trying to be Azealia Banks. It's kind of weird. I love her, though.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
It's such a productive day today, you know.
Why?
I've just done all my admins. Do you ever have a day where you just do admins?
Yeah. Oh, well, no. It's often a day that I set aside to do the admins, end up doing everything except the admins.
Oh, no. I've done them all today.
Yeah, but that's good, because every time I've got to go do the admins, I end up doing anything except that. So it'll be like, I will even do cleaning and stuff like that.
You're not good at admins.
Awful at admins.
I'm not very good either. So I have got a new TV license today, which is good, because I believe that if I don't, I'll be sacked.
I love that you've declared this.
I just want to say it. I
just want everyone to know.
If anyone from the BBC is listening, I do pay my license fee.
Scott Bills. Which was a headline once.
It was, yes. Thanks for bringing that back up.
Do you remember why?
Yeah, because I haven't paid some parking tickets. Shut up.
On your scooter.
On my scooter. What's wrong with that?
Just give all the facts.
Such an easy headline as well. What a lazy journalist. Oh, let's just change the M to a B, Scott Bills. Yeah, I've done it all. And I've also completed the quiz, Which Member of the Saturdays Are You? Online.
Oh, good. And what are you?
Molly, most like her.
You genuinely love these
quizzes. I love Which Member of Are You quizzes.
Who are you, Molly?
I'm Molly, yeah.
Who would I be?
You'd be...
I've always thought I'd be a bit Vanessa.
You'd be Vanessa.
Would I?
Yeah, absolutely Vanessa. 100% right. V. Do you remember a while ago we were talking about this on Real or No Real?
S Club 7's Hannah Spirit took an online quiz called Which S Club 7 Member Are You? She is most like Tina. That one is real.
That was real.
I always wonder how they really do those personality tests. But what's her last name? Hannah Spirit.
Hannah Spirit.
I always thought her last name was Hannah Spirate.
No, you didn't.
Sidebar, yeah.
Right, so you thought Spirit was said Spirate.
It's a bit like my old
school. I got can also, by the way, thank you.
And yeah, of course, it deserves a who. But my old school had a slogan, a motto. I don't know if we might have mentioned this before, but I'm not sure. But it had a motto. You know how all schools have mottos? Well, ours had a Latin one.
Right.
To make it sound, I think, better than it was, and I'm sure it was Spirate Parate, which is...
What's that?
And I may have got that wrong.
Can we make sure that's not rude in Latin, please?
Can you get rude in Latin?
Probably.
Oh, you can?
I don't know any swears in Latin. You'd have to be well posh to know swears in Latin.
Okay, but Hannah from S Club won't have a Latin swear word as her last
name. No, she won't.
Anyway, so you're...
Molly.
She was Tina.
Oh, right.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I once spent a whole holiday, like a whole week, with my ex-flatmate, you know, the one that I don't live with anymore, she's taken him, yeah, doing loads of these in magazines about 5 or 6 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Although back then it would have been, I don't know, Which Member of the Kaiser Chiefs Are You?
So yeah.
Probably not that, actually.
But you can't really find them anymore then, can you? Because, I mean, there's not as many of those types of magazines,
but there's still loads online.
Oh, you're doing them online?
Yeah. So what I'd quite like to do a bit later on is maybe call somebody from a pop band and do one of these quizzes to see if they're actually most like them.
Yeah. Yes, genius.
So imagine if you did call like a member of One Direction and did a which member of One Direction quiz with them. Mm. Let's say we did it with Liam and he came out most like Harry.
Yeah. Well, technically he should come out as Liam.
We should, but will he? So I'm going to try and find a pop star and I'll get back to you. It sounds like there's dust on the CD. can you give it a wipe? I think they were talking about the Sam Smith and Naughty Boy track, because it sounds like a bit crackly.
Dust on the CD.
I know. It's supposed to be on there, that crackly noise.
Is it this bit in the back?
Yeah. That's not dust on the CD. Actually supposed to be in there, but thanks for your concern. If I had a CD, I would have given it a wipe.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so I think I am very close to finding a pop star to take this quiz.
Have you explained what it is you want to do with them?
Briefly, yes.
Okay.
They know what's going on.
Aren't some of the questions well cringe?
Yeah, they're written mostly for teenage girls. So I was saying that earlier I was doing a quiz online called Which Member of the Saturdays Are You? And I'm most like Molly. That's the Saturday that I am. I haven't done it for you on your behalf, but it would be Vanessa.
Yeah.
He would. So I think I'll tell you who it is if it's 100% confirmed, because I don't want to get your hopes up. And we'll speak to them very soon.
And then how will it work? I assume you're not going to do the Saturdays quiz with them.
No, I've got another pop band in mind.
Right.
And I'm going to do which member of that band are you
right.
with one of the members of the band.
Brilliant.
To see if it comes out of themselves or another member. I'm looking forward to this. Hello?
Hello,
who's that?
It's Vicky.
Where are you, Vicky?
I'm in Cheshire.
How can I help?
I had a presentation today in college and I may have copied the noises one of your producer makes before the reel or no reels.
Oh, when he does his warm-ups?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes the other Chris that works on the show, he reads out the reel or no reels and he does like to do some vocal warm-up exercises before. Okay, so what were yours, please?
Oh, no, do I have to?
Yes. Go on. Mm-hmm. Any more?
No, I had the podcast on and I was copying off them from that.
Don't copy. No, this is where you're going wrong. It's not what professionals usually do, I don't think.
No, I think it is. No, I've heard of some of the finest voices in radio do that. There used to be a man that used to read the news on another station I was on. They used to go, bah, 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 off of chickens, and then go, the 1 o'clock news, I'm Howard Hughes.
Was that his name?
Awesome name.
Was that actually his name?
Yeah.
And he did the 1 o'clock news?
Yeah. He had a brilliant voice. But he would do like, bah, 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 right up until he had to go, the 1 o'clock news.
I'm Howard Hughes.
Bah, bah. So I think you're fine, Vicky.
You probably went all right.
Yeah. Okay, good. So, what was the presentation on?
Alzheimer's disease.
And it went well, did it?
Yes.
Did you do the warm-up noises in front of the people you're doing the presentation for?
No.
Good. In a private room, I hope. Hey, listen, we're talking about these online quizzes you can do, like which member of the Saturdays are you, which member of the One Direction are you. Have you ever done any?
I did a Disney Princess one.
And which Disney princess were you?
I was Aurora from Sleeping Beauty.
See, I think I'd be Pocahontas.
Yeah,
do you think?
Yeah.
Definitely Hontas,
aren't
I?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, good. Speak to you, Vicky. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so these quizzes. Which member of the Saturdays are you? Which member of One Direction are you? Which member of Union J are you? They're all online, all over Facebook as well.
Are these quizzes, are they actually right, though? I mean, like, if I did one of these, am I really... How do they know that I really am most like Vanessa from the Saturdays?
Yeah, well, we're about to test this out with an actual pop star in the actual band. So, let's test it out, shall we? Hello, Tristan, the drummer off the Vamps.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Are you just chilling backstage with Taylor Swift right now?
You know, she's just, we're just chilling. We just went to Starbucks for a coffee and dig it.
How does it work? Do you ever get to see her?
Yeah. She's really nice. And the whole team is so, like, really kind to us. You know, they give us, you know, we don't ask for, like, much at all, but they give us loads of fruit and stuff. It's really nice. And we chilled with her and watched the Super Bowl with her the other night, which is nice.
This is so cool.
Super Bowl with Swiftie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
So the Vamps are playing with Taylor in London at the moment. Are you on again tonight?
No. She's gone to Germany. We're not doing the Germany show, but we're just waiting here for a couple of days until she comes back to London, and then we'll play another show with her.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love her mum. I met her mum on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Mama Swift. Have you met her?
She's very, very, very cool. Yeah, she's,
I know,
very nice.
She gave me a backstage tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
She hasn't given us a backstage tour.
You kind of go on the stage, it's fine. Yeah, anyway, Tristan from the Vamps.
Yep.
Let's play Which Member of the Vamps Are You? So I've just found this quiz online. Let's get it up. Okay, good. Here we go. Which Vamp song is your favourite to make out to? Is it Wild Heart for sure? It's just incredibly written. She Was the One. It brings back so many memories. Can We Dance? It's so upbeat and really gets me in the mood. Or Golden, because it makes me smile and makes me feel like I'm worth something.
It's going to be She Was the One. It's going to be She Was the One.
So I'll put you down for She Was the One.
Sorry, where did you find this quiz again?
Just on the internet. Which member of the Vamps are you?
Right.
Do you often make out to your own songs?
I mean, all the time. You know, on a regular basis. It warms up your mouth before we go on stage.
I'm not being funny. I bet some pop stars do.
You know, it's great for the vocal cords, Scott. You know
that
really,
they do.
Really,
you kind,
yeah,
of do as well. I bet you do. Anyway, moving on.
I do.
Right, next question. Okay, let me see. We're playing Which Member of the Vamps Are You with a member of the Vamps, Tristan. Which of these would you be most likely to order at a restaurant? A healthy option, maybe an egg white omelet with some wheatgrass. Doesn't matter, so long as there are loads of fries and make the burger supersize. Let's skip straight to dessert. Where's the frangipan?
What's that?
I don't know. Or food fight. Which of those do you think?
It's going to be a mixture between food fight or the burger, but I'll probably do a food fight.
Food fight. Okay. Ever had one?
Yeah. They're all fun. That's another one of our rituals, you know, in the back. Backstage dressing room.
Okay.
Do a tale all the time.
Yeah, sure. Where do you see yourself in 2 weeks? Volunteering at a soup kitchen? Hanging out with my mates on spring break in Tijuana? Doing the same thing I'm doing now. I'll always be this person. I'll never change. Or arrested for resisting the police and driving under the influence. Which one? Which member of the Vamps are you?
I thought we were going on spring break together, Scott, you know, us and the boys. So, I mean, I don't know if you've forgotten about it, but obviously that one.
Okay, so
I'm keeping it to that one.
I'll put you down for spring break in Tijuana.
Hang on a second. Have you got some kind of arrangement going on with Scott? Are you all going on spring break?
Yes. I mean,
no.
We go way back with Scott. You know?
We do, but we never agreed to go on spring break. It's going to be like Glee with loads of people that are far too old to be on spring break.
Me. We will.
Okay.
Is that the police behind you?
No. The police are after us at the moment. The police are going to get us.
It sounds like you've been pulled over.
It does.
Well, you know, but we're still doing this interview.
It's all fine. Let's carry on. Okay. What do you like? Okay, I don't know about this. What do you like most in a boy? Long eyelashes.
Oh my.
Curly hair you can wind round your finger. A good listener, or eyes you can get lost in.
Eyes you can get lost in.
Right, I'll put you down for eyes. And finally, on the Which Member of the Vamps Are You quiz, do you have any hair on your body? Sorry about this, Chris. Yes.
I do, yeah.
Hang on. No, I've got the options. Yes, but I'm comfortable with it. Yes, but I have a monthly wax. Oh, no, it's a DUI.
Someone's getting breathalyzed.
Blow into this, sir.
Yeah. Yes, I have a monthly wax.
Right, okay, I'll put you down for wax. So just adding up all the scores, Chris, online.
I'm just putting all the answers in on this thing.
So, Tristan from the Vamps, which member of the Vamps are you? Chris.
Oh.
Drum roll.
Bradley.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Really?
Oh, I'm happy about that.
Yeah, you're most like Bradley. Bradley. You happy with that?
Tradley. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that happened?
Good. Apparently, I'm like you, Brad, in this quiz. What do you think about that? Well, but you're like me. Wait, give me an ear. Give
here he is.
There he is.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm really good. I've missed you.
Yeah, no, I saw you on Saturday. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Why has that happened? He's more like you, Bradley, than he is himself.
We are one.
Because we are one. We are the same person.
All right.
Big.
Oh, Tristan, thanks for taking part in my quiz. Which member of the Vamps are you?
Thank you very much for having me.
And remember, you're most like Bradley.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right, good to speak to you guys. See you soon.
All right, cool. Thank you very much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. I took a, what was it, which Mean Girls character are you? That's it. And she got Karen Smith, the stupid one. Not accurate, as I'm not stupid, says Danielle off of Bolton. This is Scott Mills. Thanks to Tristan, the drummer from the Vamps. Playing, which member of the Vamps are you?
I hope they're all right. We still haven't got any closer to working out what was going on there.
No, I know. It did sound like some kind of police raid, but I'm sure they're fine. And Tristan from the Vamps, most like Bradley from the band.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Exciting times. Tomorrow, at this time, we'll be speaking to an actual hero of mine.
It's the actual Chris Lilley.
Of Summer Heights High fame, of We Can Be Heroes. If you don't know these shows, look them up on YouTube, get them in your life. He has a new series of Jemai Private School Girl, starting tomorrow on BBC Three.
I'm the school captain, so I'm like the boss of the whole school.
Yeah.
And this is my team, my prefect.
If you've never heard of Jemai before, she's a private school girl. Look it up on YouTube, there's some clips. J-A-apostrophe-M-I-E. She added the apostrophe in year 7.
Like, if you go to Hillford, people are like, oh my God, you must be so hot.
Yeah.
I'm not even bragging, but me and my friends are all pretty much quiche. Like, if you couldn't tell from looking at us.
Yeah, basically.
And, if you don't know, quiche is a word that I made up. And it basically means hot, but, like, it's a step above hot.
Nah.
It's
like...
It's hard to explain, but it's a grown man.
It's a grown man.
It's a grown man in his mid-30s playing a schoolgirl who's just about to leave school.
It's all fine.
It is fine. It's brilliant. It's so, so funny. And a little bit wrong at times. So Chris Lilley on the show at this time tomorrow.
It's mad. He never does interviews.
Never. Like, ever. We've been trying to get this for ages. So make sure you listen. I love him. Chris Lilley, 2:40 tomorrow on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills playing Foxes. I love that song. Let Go for Tonight. Okay, good. So we have been asked to do the garage shout-outs on Scream Show on Friday night.
I wasn't sure if you were
going
to say this.
Why not?
Just because it's a little bit cringe for us, but what's just happened has been very funny.
So you can hear this on Friday night on Radio 1. If you love Scream Show, if you love garage, as much as we do, then make sure you're listening.
I can't believe he's asked us.
It's an honour. It really is.
It's so cool.
Scream Show on Friday night on Radio 1. You'll hear us doing the UK garage shout-outs. I channeled the bloke that I often hear on the radio in my local shop when I'm going to buy bread and milk. He's the one, I believe it's a pirate radio station, and he's playing garage. And he speaks really close to the mic and does shout-outs out to Chris in Watford. And also then, if you want a shout-out, he gives his mobile number out on air, which I always think is good. If you want a shout-out, 07747.
It's so cool because Scream is like... I mean, Scream's wicked. He's such a cool bloke, you know, but really credible.
And he likes our show.
Exactly.
It's all good.
But we've just recorded it.
Radio 1 Love, Friday night. It's going to be on.
I mean, we've just recorded some of these shouts in the best way that we could. How do you think it went?
I think we channeled Garage 2001. I did at some point go, M to the I to the S-T-double-E-Q, which spells out Mystique, of course.
Mm. Can I do my favourite one?
Go on.
2 × 10 + 1, Nadia Dunn.
Actual person.
Shout out to Nadia Dunn there.
Yeah, out to Nadia. Friday night on Radio 1. Tomorrow on this show, Peter Andre is playing Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, it's so cool, isn't it?
Peter Andre.
What a ledge.
Getting wet at 1:45. And then next week, we've got Enrique Iglesias playing Innuendo Bingo. Why would we not have? The Scott Mills Daily. It's Ferns Day today on Access All Areas. Did you hear the call or delete this morning?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, I did. Sorry.
The thing is, with Fern calling Ellie Goulding, which she did, they're kind of both really nice. It's not like me when I'm bringing it up and I'm like, oh, I'm a crazy prankster. Mm. Like, Fern was really convincing. So Fern calls up Ellie Goulding on Call or Delete and tries to convince Ellie that she wants to start out as a pop singer.
I've always been really into singing and I absolutely love it. And
really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this is, well, this is it, because it's a big deal, obviously. I just want to do it right. I don't want to sort of do this before I'm ready to sort of release my music.
Really good.
Mm. She's good at this, isn't she?
She is. Because she doesn't do this kind of thing very often. So if I was Ellie Goulding, I would totally believe her as well.
So I just wanted to know if you had any advice, and also if I know you're like the busiest woman in the world, but maybe when you're back from tour or something, if you're in London, that we could meet up and just sort of like play a bit of music together and just sort of see
definitely.
How that goes.
She's definitely up for it.
I know.
And she says...
Michael, that's so exciting.
I feel so, ever so slightly bad, but I also kind of think that this should now be followed through. Do you know what I mean? This shouldn't be a joke.
Yeah, I want to see Fern introducing herself on Christmas Day, Top of the Pops.
Yes.
This time next year.
That would be a lovely moment, wouldn't it?
Yeah, this Christmas, I think.
I'm saying...
Here's me!
Or I'm saying Ellie Goulding get her to, you know, be the support act on one of her gigs.
Well, here's the thing, right? You know that you've always got some scheme or other to do something, like start a new career or make some money. This is an insight as to how easy it actually is.
Yeah.
It's who you know. Check what Ellie says here.
Well, I definitely know, like, studios and writers to get started. Listen, I've got to go, but we'll talk properly about this.
Okay, well, look, safe flight and call me when you land.
Thanks, love.
She definitely knows studios and writers and stuff. Ellie Goulding can get you in that industry.
Of course she can.
Yeah.
But Fern's been texting Ellie all day to make sure that she's okay.
I know.
Because I think Ellie Goulding just really kind of was just being quite nice and was like, go on then.
Yeah, I'll help you out.
But slight drama.
Now Fern feels bad.
But it's now fine, I believe.
Yeah, of course.
Let's believe it's all absolutely fine. But I do kind of think this should be followed through. I think it doesn't need to end there.
Yeah, Cotton needs to be Ellie Goulding support next tour, I think.
Mm. Michael, that's so exciting.
If you missed it was a good one today. It's on the BBC iPlayer, on the Radio and Breakfast Show. Fern Cotton was on Fame Academy singing.
I can't believe this. So I think it was for, was it a Red Nose Day? Comet Relief does Fame Academy in 2003. Quite a lineup. Paul Ross, Fern Cotton, Joe Brand, Ulrika Johnson, and Ruby Wax was on there.
So she's got previous of singing.
We need to find this, surely.
I bet it's all been taken off. I bet Fern's had it personally removed from all of the YouTubes.
Now, you see, I was trying to do some research to find out some stuff about Fern. I did not find this.
No, she's got the monies to take it down, you know? She's going to be like, get that off the internet immediately.
So, we're now going to do our best efforts to try and find it.
She connected with the head of the internet and said, I do not want me singing on there, please. Take it off. That's a good find. A couple of people have texted that in.
I know what song she did.
No, go on.
You'll heavily hear it. It was a song called Driftwood by Travis.
I need to have this in my life.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, good. So I said earlier about my timeline being mostly One Direction fans. So now Liam Payne's tweeted me again. Actually, that's the only thing he seems to be doing on this holiday. Hi, Liam.
He's done another picture, though.
By a pool again. Is it that same pool?
Yeah, but he's done a wider shot, so it shows that there isn't really anyone else in it. It looks like it's a worrying picture, because it looks like he's going over the edge.
Yeah, is it like one of those infinity pools, yeah?
But you know what? He's getting proper... He must be listening again. He tweeted, oh my God, I can't even... and then wrote, Bumbaleo, Bumbaleo, twice.
Okay, but well, that's a special One Direction, Liam Payne, Bumbaleo Wednesday for you. Yes. He'll be splashing about in the pool to this now.
I don't think he's really having a hump day, do you? Like, like most people, the point of Bumbaleo Wednesday... Right.
On holiday, innit? He deserves it.
My favourite is, I clicked on his tweet and underneath someone's put, OMG, I can't even, you wrote, OMG, I can't even.
Ah.
It's eating itself.
We were saying earlier that most One Direction fans what I've noticed from my timeline is they all put, well, not all of them, but some of them put literally can't stop crying in capitals, and then the other one, OMG, I can't even. Even what? Finish the sentence?
And often in caps locks.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're having a great time on the Isle of Fernando's. Watch out for those take me out contestants and see me when you get back. Okay, now it's time for Fern Cotton. Real or it is Fernando? It's definitely Fernando.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You can tell by the picture.
Well, posh. Fern Cotton, real or no real? So, the same as we've done on Accessible Areas with me and with Greg, we've done some research on Fern Cotton because it's Fern's Day today. And we found some facts about her and also made up some stuff about cotton. Now, she hasn't seen these. She has to open the envelope and read the fact. She can't get out of it. She has to read whatever's on the paper. She did these for us earlier today. So, Fern Cotton, real or no real? It's me and Chris against each other. We'll guess. You can guess along as well. So here she is, opening the first envelope.
Fern Cotton loves Elton John so much that she went to go and see his Vegas show on her own.
Wow. I don't know. I suppose the fact it's in Vegas, I mean, that's quite an effort to have to travel all the way to Vegas for that.
On her own?
Is that what that's been suggested here? She fancied going to see Elton John.
Flew to
Vegas. She's going
to
go on her own.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It can't be.
I don't think it would be true because there's always going to be someone who'd want to join her on that trip. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If she's gone on her own, she's gone on her own by choice.
She doesn't look the kind of... I mean, she doesn't look the kind of person that would ever like go to a restaurant alone, does she? Or... go on holiday. Some people go on holiday on their own. I don't think Fern's one of them.
No, so I think I'm going to go no real on that one.
I'm going to say also no real.
This one is real, baby. What? Oh, yeah, Rocket Man. I went to that gig on my own because I managed to get tickets and no one would go with me. So I went solo and sang a lot. It was so good.
Wow.
I quite like that she's got to explain all these after.
Afterwards, she told us off air that she'd had a couple of gin and tonics and then danced like a wild thing with some random tourists, which they must have loved. And next on Fern Cotton, real or no real, another envelope.
Here we go. Josh from You Me at Six has a tattoo of Fern on his right ankle because she was his first childhood crush.
Oh, if this is real. This is so odd but cool.
So, a tattoo on Josh. Of Fern.
That's mad.
The face, do you think?
Do we think?
I'd hope.
Yeah, must be.
It's like when I saw that person that had the Harry Hill tattoo.
Oh my God.
Why would you have that?
But there can't be that many people with tattoos of Fern on them.
No, I don't know. Maybe there is.
I have a tattoo of Fern on me.
You've.
Jamila has.
You've got a tattoo of Fern on you?
Right on my cheek.
Oh, maybe it's a thing then.
Can't show you now.
I'm going to.
Other. Favourite people that have had tattoos of famouses, which I like. I nearly got into trouble with this. Ages ago on my show, there was somebody we mentioned who had a tattoo of Lucy Benjamin from EastEnders. and then I met his brother at the X Factor and he nearly punched me. Your brother's got the Lucy Benjamin tattoo, mate, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's also someone I remember that had a Shane Ritchie one once. But has Josh from You Me at Six got a Fern Cotton one?
No,
I can't see this.
I'm saying no real.
No real. I mean, he might have been his first crush, but I'm saying no real.
I hope that is not real.
That's not real.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Is it not real, then?
No, real. What about this one?
The homemade cakes offered to visitors to Fern Cotton's house are actually often brought from the nearby shop.
Yes. Okay, I'm saying yes.
I'm not, because I know she's well into her baking.
But sometimes, the ones that she brings in, I sometimes think, yes. Yeah,
also, here's something, right? Shop. You know where she went away for a little bit when she was having a baby? Since she's come back, not as many cakes.
Well, that's because she's got a child now. They're quite hard
I
work.
Do understand that.
Like she's a full-time mother.
I understand that, but still, annoying
make
the
cakes.
Cakes
all the time. Well, I know, because it was good, because every other day it was like, oh, all right, guys, bought a cake in. Here you are. I'm not having any of it. Never eats it, but
no,
everyone else
she's
does.
A feeder.
Absolute feeder. But not a morsel passes her lips.
But I'm saying she makes the cake. So on this, I'm going to say no real.
I'm saying some of them look shop bought and she's just taken them out of the packet and then discarded the wrapper in another bin not near us. So I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do my own baking.
Okay.
Proud of it and all.
Yeah, she is, isn't she? And finally, another envelope is opened.
In 2006, the BBC forgot to apply for a licence to allow a studio audience to watch Top of the Pops, meaning Fern Cotton had to present the show in front of a crowd of dancing BBC staff from shows such as Gardener's World, Panorama and Newsnight.
Excellent.
Oh, what?
Okay. And just pretend that everything's fine, everything's normal.
So, you know, like they do the big crowd shots in Top of the Pops? Fern's right in the middle of this massively screaming crowd going... And she's like, hi, welcome to Top of the Pops. But it's actually BBC staff.
Oh, rubbish.
And some people that worked on Gardener's World.
Oh, how awful. right.
Can they forget to...
No, exactly.
Forget to get a licence.
But that's
actually,
what,
no, that's... Yeah, no, I'm saying real.
No, you're not. You're not.
I think I am.
I'm saying no real.
Sometimes these things are an oversight.
No.
They just looked over, you know?
No real.
Just someone forgot to fill in the form. It happens. I'm saying real. I think it is real.
No real.
This is so real.
What?
What?
Right, I'll tell you. I've got it here now. So the entire studio audience was made up of BBC staff, many who came straight from working in the BBC newsroom and were still in suits and heels. Not both. Suits or heels. Obviously. Well, some. And at the end of that round of Fern Cotton special Real or No Real...
It was a draw. We got 20 points each.
Yes. Good work. It's Grimmy's day tomorrow on Access All Areas.
Ooh.
So hope he's here tomorrow morning. And the cameras will be on from 6:30 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. This is You Meet at 6.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free download.